imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame! What a shame! The poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I chime in, haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of... Well, in fact, we'll all look at it this way. I mean, technically our marriage is saved.
View the situation that you call the peanut. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows that she really not a right for Vicks. I never used to see her make the jig a low flex. As somebody else in favor, you in at the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reason, it makes no sense at all.
This is your friendly neighborhood with DJ Rosh and DJ DeBills.
We're back!
We're back in action. Hello. Welcome back to the neighborhood.
It's been a while.
Quite some time. Okay. Tonight is throwback night. Throwback to like when we were in middle school.
Yeah.
Actually, the formal title of our show tonight is songs the cool kids in the back of the bus would listen to when we were in middle school.
And we were the cool kids, so it's obviously songs we listened to, right?
Right? Yeah.
I was the coolest kid in middle school. I don't know what you're talking
about. I am about. So proud of you.
I had a really tight Abercrombie t-shirt on every single day, like two sizes too small, hot pink braces, really bad sun.
You had braces?
Lime green glasses. It was a time.
I'm
a
babe.
I was the coolest kid of all.
Oh my God. I'm honestly so jealous. It was such a tumultuous time for me. I just suppressed it. I don't know.
It was really like the lime green glasses and the hot pink braces that really were just like...
You were just a neon watermelon of a person.
It was a good time.
Yeah, so that's our night tonight. We just played... the first song we played was I Write Sins, Not Tragedies by Panic at the Disco. And what song did we just play right now, Rosh?
It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
Your boy Shaggy.
A song that makes me very uncomfortable, but it's very catchy.
It was present in our childhood at some point.
I knew all the
unfortunately.
Words. It was good.
You did?
Yeah.
When you were in middle school?
Oh, no, right now. I don't know what's sadder.
I think it's just generally sad.
Ouch. Okay.
Ouch. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So next up we have Kiss Me Through the Phone by Soulja Boy. Tell 'em. We all know about that person.
Yeah, if you call the number, Soulja Boy, like, it goes to his voicemail. Did you ever try that?
There's a what?
Just play the song.
Oh, okay.
Play the song.
This is, wow. My third eye has been opened. I honestly don't know what that has to do with my third eye, but okay. All right, so next up, Kiss Me Through the Phone. Soulja Boy, Tell 'em. Get ready.
Peace up. A-Town Daddy. Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. Did she know how it feels? Hey, I saw the shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was spitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.
Hey.
She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Watch out!
In the street, but a freak in a bed that say,
now the enemy looks at her average life and the classics, she knows every line. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, even St. Elmo's Fire. She rocked out to Wham, not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Thought she'd get a hand on a member of Duran Duran. Where's the mini skirt made of snake skin? And who's the other guy that's singing in Van Halen? When did reality become TV? Whatever happened to sitcoms, game shows,
on the radio?
Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, 'cause she's still preoccupied with 1985. And bring back
Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, 'cause she's still preoccupied. 1985. Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, 'cause she's still preoccupied. 1985.
And we're back.
Yay!
What up? It's time for a PSA.
This is a timely one. It's storm season emergency preparedness PSA. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride the storm from the comfort of your home. This was a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Boom. There you have it. So we just listened to Gives You Hell by the All-American Rejects, and next up we have Every Time We Touch by Cascada,
yes,
as per our theme of the night. Throwing it back to
throwing
the young days.
Way back.
So far back, like 10 whole years back. Like entire decade.
No, we were 10.
A tenth of a century.
No, we were 10. Okay, we weren't in middle school when we were 10.
True. I mean, I feel like a lot of these songs came out before we were in
actually,
middle school.
Were you? I don't know anymore. Can't trust you. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, either way. We're just throwing it back to the good old days when we were younger than...
20, 21?
Yeah, sure.
if Alex is even your real name.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Okay. That just took a turn. All right, so here we go with Cascada, and then after that we're going to give some Maroon 5 as per requested by my father. Hi, Dad. All right. Thanks for listening.
Your voice when you sleep next to me, I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive. 'Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling.
tap on my window, knock on my door. I want to make you feel beautiful. I know I tend to get so insecure. Doesn't matter anymore. It's not
bar. respect, big pimpin'. Tell me how you feel, mama, tell me what you see. A certified dime piece, deserve Louis 1-3. 150 a shot, 3 for you and 3 for me. I'm checking your body language, I love the conversation. And when you lick your lips, I get a tingling sensation. Now we both by tipsy, you say in the mood. All I need is about an hour, better yet, maybe 2. Let me take you where I live, Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier. Passion fruit and sex is all in the atmosphere. I'm a lit T-Pain singer, so he can make it clear.
I'ma buy you a train.
How could you be so? do it for the ladies, but I gotta keep it hood. Where we at, Polo?
Hey!
I see you, Ryan. Yo, kid, you was right. We just getting started. Yeah, man.
You say you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right. Well, come here, baby, and let daddy show you what it feel like. You know all you gotta do is tell me what you're sipping on. And I promise that I'm gonna keep it coming all night long.
Watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. it up like a lovesick crackhead.
What you got, boy, is hard to find. I think about it all the time. I'm all strung out, my heart is fried. I just can't get you off my mind. Cause your love is my drug. Your love, your love is my drug. Your love. I don't care what people say. The rush is worth the price I pay. I get so high when you're with me, but crash and crave you when you leave.
Hey, so I got a question. Do you wanna have a slumber party in my basement? Do I make your heart beat like an 808 drum? Is my love your drug? Your drug? Because your beard.
My first kiss went a little like this, and twist, and twist.
Well, my first kiss went a little like this, and twist, and twist.
I said, no more teachers and no more books. I got a kiss under the bleachers, hoping that nobody looks. Lips like licorice, tongue like candy. Excuse me, miss, but can I get you out your purse?
In the back of the car, on the way to the bar, I got you on my lips,
I got you on my lips.
At the foot of the stairs, with my fingers in your hair, baby, this is it.
She won't ever get enough, once she gets a little touch. If I had it my way, you know.
Went a little like this.
I said no more sailors and no more soldiers. With your name in a heart tattooed up on the shoulders. This is like whiskey, it gets me drunk. And I wake up in the morning with the taste of your tongue.
In the back of the car, on the way to the bar, I got you on my lips,
I got you on my lips.
At the foot of the stairs, with my fingers in your hair, baby, this is it.
She gets a little touch. If I had it my way, you know that I'd make her say ooh, ooh. She won't ever get enough. When she gets a little touch, if I had it my way, you know that I'd make her say ooh, ooh.
My first kiss went a little like this. And twist,
well, my first kiss went a little like this. And twist, and twist.
Yeah, she won't ever get enough. No. Once she gets a little touch, if I had it my way, you know that I'd make her say.
She gets a little touch. If I had it my way, you know that I'd make her say ooh.
You knew that I'd make a say.
Hello. So, this is your friendly neighborhood, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is probably one of our last shows, if not the last show. Yeah. Yeah, so we wrapped it up with what was that song? My First Kiss by 303. I remember when they first came out with music and I was like, what is this? It's so crazy and edgy.
It's so edgy.
It's so subversive. Actually, honestly, it's probably not that different from what was already on the radio then, but like this just really sparked my rebellious phase. I don't know.
When did it ever end?
It never ended. It never began. I was just born this way. Began in the womb.
Alex was born with a mohawk.
Honestly, ask my mom. She knows. Actually, I was probably like the calmest kid. Apparently, I put myself down for naps.
Oh my god!
I would actually like crawl into my like bed or crib or whatever and just be like, I'm out.
I would tell people that I was like really shy, and then I would talk their ear off for like 2 hours, and they'd be like, "Oh, really?" And
what has changed 20 years later? Oh man, that was.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to roast you on air. My bad.
We're saving the roast for a different episode, Alex. Jesus.
The roast episode. The roast episode. Nope. No, we're not gonna combine words in this episode.
No. We're saving that for another episode.
Yeah. Okay. So. Actually, we're gonna wrap up this sesh officially with
a classic.
I think we're gonna wrap it up with "I Got a Feeling" by the Black Eyed Peas. Ooh. Yeah, we're switching things around a little bit. Actually, ooh,
whatever you want.
I don't know how to work Spotify. This is fine. Okay, never mind. We're gonna play "Like a G6."